Okay, so additions to the agenda.
Go ahead. No, I've got something else on the brain.
Those are a lot of fun to put it in the paper. It's going to be in the next couple of weeks, so I'm just going to give them actually the long time to post. And then I might be able to get late for this one, but I'm not today. So I'm going to put
You know, this is a bad spot, man.
I can't hear you, Dan. Traffic.
Man? That doesn't make any difference. I still can't hear. I can hear that car.
He's gonna close the door, but he wants to put on Long Pond and 16 closures
Yeah.
in the paper.
Pond 16. Hello, Donna.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to put that on?
If we could,
Oh,
so that we can tell.
The other addition I'd like to put on is if we can talk about the gate at North Beach.
Yeah.
The what at
Well,
North
yeah,
Beach?
it's in the North Beach parking.
Yeah, no, this is
Oh, the
different.
gate, you're
This
locking
is
the
just
gate.
locking the gate. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Okay. All those want to have a motion on that? If any other though?
I think we should make a statement that one item on the agenda here of dealing with the renovation plan at the Fellowship Hall that's been
I was just going to
withdrawn.
go
You would,
table.
okay, thank you.
That's what, you know,
Okay.
we'll just table it when it comes to.
I'll make a motion to add Long Pond and Route 16 notification
Yeah.
and also discussion about locking the North Beach parking area.
Gate.
Oh,
Gate, thank you.
second.
All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so now I'll go down. Let's see. Request to no this building closure the week of July 14th to the 19th for renovations. That's kind of like a, I think they're replacing windows and stuff like that. Okay. Request to cater liquor permits approval needed. What we can do them both at the same time, or do one each one. Saddleback Bar. Service Notch House August 1st through the 4th to 10 p.m.
I'll make motion we approve both of those.
And the other
Sell
one is
it.
Willie's Food Service LLC, Notch House August 23rd to the 3rd of well, 3rd of
You
what?
missed. Yeah,
Twenty three.
just call this person. Ten p.m.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
No dash is right. Okay. So that's on the 3rd at 10 p.m. closure.
All three at the Notch House.
Yeah.
Did you make the motion?
Yeah, I did, but what's 2200? Is that 10 o'clock?
Where is that
Any
building?
military people?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Twenty
Yep, it
two
is.
hundred.
Yes.
See 2200.
He does all the catering
I've got
permit.
on the catering
Because
permits.
the state,
Okay.
yeah, because yes, the state permit
You all
same.
we all set on that?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Yeah, I think okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now, there's no places to sign on these, I guess.
I think she takes care of them.
Member of the state
Oh yeah.
date does.
She's in.
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah.
so these two are done.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, the next one is Bob Kennedy request to reappoint Randy Nags to the Planning and Zoning Board.
Yeah, we're refreshing. I think we've been pointing for another 3 years for me too. Somebody else was done in July.
Okay. Anybody want
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ethan, Bridget, Greg, Lee, and Andy.
And Jeff Moore did resign?
Yeah, he didn't want to.
He did. And that's why you asked the
He's
board.
Staying right on.
And that's why you asked the board to reduce the count?
Well, that's what we're getting for. There's three of us. Usually three, whether it's like a five or something. You know,
just curious.
That's what we want.
That's the three-year term, is that good?
3 years.
If there's been something up that comment that he made that only three show up, perhaps when you're looking for people, you make it a requirement that you're going to have a certain percentage of time that show up for anything, whether you're a volunteer or more elected.
We do have it.
Yeah, so I mean, if you have that built in, because Bob, to be honest, you know, I applied last June, and then you had four positions open since then, and you never interviewed me again. You bypassed me, and that what you did was actually not proper at all. You had four positions, and then you just kept appointing people. Even Randy was a new appointee. He wasn't on the board, and you did not interview me again. And when I brought it to your attention in December, you said, don't worry, I'll be leaving in January. There might be another seat open in January because your time was up. So I don't quite understand this town when you have a position open and you're not. I know another person that applied too, and you didn't interview them either. That's selective choice of, in other words, you're appointing people automatically. You are not even considering positions. People.
Well, we say we didn't. You wanted to be interviewed again, right?
Oh, I got interviewed when Evelina stepped down.
Right.
But then Ed York stepped down, Louisa stepped down, you resigned, and then you joined back on. It's been a bouncing ball. And to be honest with you, you are supposed to interview each time. That you're not supposed to rely on past interview. If someone gets denied a job, they re-interview. They don't rely on the interview that they got denied on.
I'm not sure that's necessarily true, Donna. You don't have to re-interview.
I mean, what's really you don't have to.
Well, first of all, Carol, you're not on the plan. Okay.
Listen. I'm going to shut this down.
But that's true.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We're going.
Interviewing people.
I came here with the idea that this was not a what do you call it? An agenda that we could go through without a lot of talk back and forth or disgruntled talk or whatever you want to call it. I mean,
actual talk.
Yeah, actual talk.
Factual.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just don't want to. It's hot. We're here. We're gonna just move on, and I don't want to cut you off. I was.
You already did. It's okay.
I did, but then you said what you said, you know, and you said it. I don't know what more you could add.
I guess so. In other words, just accept it. But that's the way it is. It's appointments. It's not who wants to apply, and
okay.
you should make it known. You should put it that way in your town, saying we do the planning board by appointments. So
okay.
That's what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to change it, you should legally change it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Notice from Casella banned landfill waste. Cap on town trash loads are provided at no cost. Now see, I'm kind of like lost on that.
This is for Green Up Day.
Okay.
This is all based on the letter. It's Green Up Day. They'll take like two truckloads of Green Up Day trash for free.
Okay.
But they have a whole list of banned.
I've read that, Bill.
Yeah. So I believe that's what
I understood that part. But
yeah.
Because it used to be the town could bring 12, 20, whatever.
Yeah, bring as much as you want. But, people were coordinating and bringing it on that day.
So that's just more or less our information.
Yeah. It won't affect us till next May.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So Fellowship Hall renovation grant.
I'll just add that I thought it was a good thing for you guys to know. That the church is looking at trying to gather funds, and if perhaps you see something through your, town reports or, from state level, you might help us find grant money that we could match or, so what we want to do is my idea is to winterize it, which I think the rest of the church agrees to do.
Yeah.
And you've been notified that our furnace has to be replaced in 5 years because it doesn't meet code. So I thought that it might be a good way to tell all of you, keep your eyes and ears open for us. And we're doing the same thing.
Well, there was a grant that, I don't know if it came out or if you can still have time to apply, but I checked into it.
Which one?
The guy had something to do with historic preservation.
Right.
And the town could apply for the grant, but they couldn't use it for town municipal work. We could apply for it and give it away. That was the way that one worked. A couple months ago, I called because I thought it was one we could use for the town clerk's office. But then the guy said, no, you can get it. And if someone has a house that's historical and you want, he didn't say specifically churches or anything,
it
but
it was a grant that came out that I thought would apply because, with NVDA, they were talking about how Westmore had to redo their town plan, and there was discussion on whether it had a village center. But that's what that grant that I got last week, information about that grant.
The center.
Yeah, that was the village center thing. And but that's not.
Well,
maybe we won't be able to do anything for a couple of years, because we have to break the town plan again. So.
Okay.
But that's what that was all about. And
I just know that.
That I was worried when I withdrew it, on your agenda was because I didn't really want anything from you guys.
Right, and I think the church.
I don't know about that, but we're not ready. The church.
The church council does not want any discussion about this matter, folks.
No,
we really should stop.
Okay,
stop.
Yeah, we're done.
We told him we weren't going to discuss this at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Okay, Pierce Construction, Merck. Change order needed approval. And number three, town garage overhead repair.
Okay, both, John really more knowledgeable on this than me, but the overhang repair on the woodshed out back has a, on the further end of it, it's like the end fly rafter wasn't really built right when it was built, and it's got a big sag in it. So in order to put new metal on, they have to rebuild that edge. And it was a $3,400. And then
you get that, Isaiah.
Where are we going to get the money for that?
That's all part of the Merck grant. It's the money.
It's there, even though it's a change order.
Yeah. On this project, that was expected that we were going to run into change orders. It's because we didn't go out and hire architects to do it. What town I just saw in the paper? No, Coventry are adding on to their garage. They're spending $140,000 on architects to put an addition on their garage. Well, we're doing all this without. So we're saving a lot of money by doing this project in-house. The other one was the rear of the building, the fascia needs replacement. All the on the top, on the fascia is rotted. And so that's another change order.
How much is that one?
Yeah, how much is that one?
That one was $8,500.
Yeah.
That's me. Your fascia.
Yeah, fascia. $8,500 for fascia.
That's enough.
Says a lot more than that other work that seems like it's more.
Well, it's a lot longer building.
Yeah, drip edge on the under the metal, the bridge it never had when it was originally built.
Exterior vents.
Oh, okay. It's not just fascia.
It all has to do with the fascia, but it's...
That's just one here.
Okay, you got it.
Yep.
I'll entertain a motion on that.
Second.
I'll make okay. a motion on that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And today is a four.
And Mary,
is anybody lost us? It's done.
Is anybody on the? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't catch it. Do we have anybody?
Yeah, Diane.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. So that's done. Okay, so the next one, are we all set?
Oh, yep.
The next one is Vermont Grant BR 1359 culvert upgrade stone line ditch, signature needed. Is that Dan? Huh?
It's this right here is on top, so I guess this is it. It looks like amount awarded this action, $19,200.
Is it a better road grant? Better road grant.
Okay, better back road.
You want to give it to him? So can look
yeah, at there is a place for you to sign it, David. Your okay. name's already in there. But
okay.
You're going to sign above there.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion on that then.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I wanted to ask a question about notification of people who live on 16. Is that like in a different spot? That is that what we're talking about?
It's gonna come up.
Okay,
done.
So, Bill, and also the two that I just signed, check to make sure I got the date right. I want to double check.
Is that the 14th?
14th?
Yeah.
Of 25.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, it ain't, you know, it just, I thought I did it right, but I got to thinking, well, maybe I'm messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all set there?
Yep.
Okay, we're down to old business. Pierce Construction proposal for floor joists and municipal building, time and material. And
that's it was at the town clerk's office. And I don't know if you saw the email. I had Elaine send this out to everybody.
I think I did.
Yes.
It's in the ballpark with the historic preservation when the guy climbed under it. He gave an estimate of between 45 and 65.
Yeah.
And they're in the ballpark of exactly what he said to do, you know, replacing or adding on to 8 of the floor joists rather than all 40 of them. That's why the price is down from 80,000.
Because I didn't see that those figures added up though. Could you go over them again, Bill?
Well, 29 okay. and 11 is 40.
What's that for? Those are for how many? Did he say in the first date?
This is to do 8 of the floor joists. If they run into more, they're $1,375 per joist.
But so he gives an estimate here, then on the next page, but it doesn't add up to 49,000.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
These two add up to 40. 45.
Let's see what the
and 35. If you add the
75, 80. Okay.
I think it does.
Okay.
You know,
estimated price 3,500. Total price 49, but that's 3,500 plus the
plus
29, 30, 31, 32, 41. Yeah. Where's the money going to come from, though?
This is all part of that. No, this is not part of that grant.
Right.
This will have to come from our infrastructure improvement fund that we have and from our ARPA funds, which, you know, if we take a combination of both of those, we won't use up either one of them, but it's work we have to do, that town clerks. It was needed to be done back when, remember Jerry Sandoin?
Yeah.
When he was there babysitting it?
Yeah.
And that was 15 years ago. It should have been done, and it's been left.
Yeah.
So it's we have the money available now.
In infrastructure? Do you know how much? I didn't take a look. I should have. But
I'm thinking that there was like 50 or 60 in that, but I wouldn't be able to say for sure. Some,
is that right?
Somewhere.
Infrastructure.
And then there's the 80 in the ARPA. So if we take, you know, half and half or something.
Wait a minute. Some people are not liking that, nor am I. But what are we going to do? I mean, well, let me say it's got to be done.
Yeah.
You understand this has got to be done. But the money's got to come up from somewhere. The question is where.
We shouldn't use the term ARPA fund. If you're going to take the money from the general fund, because that's where you put it, right?
Yeah.
If you say that word, that's not going to fly.
It's not going to fly, I know.
No, but it's going to be being honest. But right now we said,
well, that. It's all on general funds.
No, I know, but the people weren't happy when it was said that it was going to be put into salaries, and that's what you did in order to make it time. I mean, that's where the town's not being transparent. I would rather you be transparent and say, we're going to take half of your ARPA funds and half of your structure funds, and that's that.
And
that's,
I'm not sure
that's
if that's
sort of how they're thinking.
John,
I want to know what the town people think. I don't know, but
John,
it's really their money. I mean, it's all town money, but ARPA was dedicated by the people to certain projects.
But this is money we have available. If we don't use it, we're going to leave that money sitting in the bank and borrow money to do a job. It just doesn't make sense.
Not ARPA money.
Yeah, there's no other money. I mean, we can't use road money.
I don't understand. There's no ARPA money, you know. It's like free money, and there's been so much turmoil over this. That's pathetic. I think we ought to just think we're really lucky to even have it to turmoil over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing I said to John was, you know, you guys are sitting on almost $500,000 project, which you're trying to finance, and you're still going to take our hold of our little ARPA money fund.
But we can't.
It doesn't seem right to me.
We can't use the grant money because they have certain stipulations. They have to be for energy.
Yeah, and so it doesn't
apply. The town clerk's office isn't energy.
I haven't been. You've been doing it, most of it, you and John. But my understanding is they're going to replace the sills that really need to be replaced, and then they're going to spray foam it. Once they spray foam it, that money comes from the grant.
The grant will pay for the insulation.
Yeah, because
that's energy efficient.
The only thing we're paying for is the sills. And that part of it,
we got real lucky on this roof, because this would have been a $50,000 or $60,000 project that the grant paid for this roof, because we're going to put solar panels up there, so they paid for the roof. I mean, we got real lucky on that, or we would have had to pay for that out of town tax dollars.
Well, you're lucky it didn't need a bunch of structural work.
When you're doing the energy efficiency work, if you come across an issue that prevents you from doing the energy, then you could do fix that issue. That's why these things that have been done in this building repeatedly are able to be done. Can we even ask if that is a part that we could use? And they say no, then it's no.
Yeah.
But if we don't ask, we won't.
But there is a limit to that grant too. You know, if you take 50,000 out of that grant and do the town clerk's office, well, you might get half a roof here. And
that was
for the joists and the replacement of the beams, a lot of it is labor, because I'm telling you, I've crawled under there a few times, and there's places where you can't go with your head, you know, you have to go on your back, but you got to turn your head sideways to get through, because your face is hidden. We applied for the grant and we didn't get it. And
no, we didn't.
That's what we were saying. We don't really know. I'm thinking like 50 or 60, but I don't know the exact number. That I could be off on that.
And so what do you think about using whatever's in the infrastructure fund to cover this and leave ARPA alone?
Well, we'll talk.
ARPA's got to be spent. It doesn't have to be spent, but if to just carry it in the checkbook is just.
this is not something like that. If you drew that budget for the infrastructure, it's coming out of your tax money anyway. So you take free money with not coming out, or you know, because if you're carrying that account, you're going to make it up next year.
Well, like I say,
you don't have to.
You can put 10,000 in. We still have the beach to look at with ARPA money. We still have the walking trail through the town to look at with ARPA money.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's why we're talking about kind of splitting it between the two. So we have money to do other projects. But, you know, it's not me making the decision. John's the treasurer. He'll know better where the...
You should, when you got the ARPA money, you should just do what you usually do. You're going to do what we want to do, the money and put it where it's needed. And not ever ask the public what their opinions were.
That was the problem. Yes.
But you asked what the opinions were.
You asked it in public.
So if you were going to do it anyway, you should never.
My understanding is that the public basically, there was a list of 3 or 4 or 5, maybe. That, there was a 10, but we narrowed it down to, I think.
Yeah, the town clerk's office it was like third on the list.
Yeah,
and the beach.
Well, then we're meeting the desires.
Yeah, if well, you.
I'm sorry, but I think rather than us arguing when money is coming from and not agreeing where it's coming from, I think that's a conversation for a meeting when John is here.
Yeah.
Because he has a definite idea in it.
He knows what we have in the infrastructure.
Right. Not part of him, and we are discussing.
Yeah. Go ahead. Rather than going around and discussing, yeah. I mean, it's not going to change. It's not going to change.
I don't know. I'd like
some
folk. I'd like some more info from the town folk. You want to hear talk to John or others, but we'll pick it up later.
It's good to talk about it, and so everyone knows.
We might benefit too, because I know we just had a whammy of a tax increase because of the contiguous properties. So the town should be getting a lot more money because you just combine, you penalize people that put properties together, and now we're going to pay higher taxes. For this, a fair number of
for
people.
The sake of argument, there for the people that have contiguous properties, their assessment went up, their taxes can go up, their assessment went up.
Well,
so it's yet to be seen what the tax rate is actually going to be.
But it's going to be higher, not lower. People are going to pay higher taxes. Yep. But it's just like we now make $30,000 interest on the education money, because that was a very smart move by John. But we didn't see how that $30,000 gets spent, or is just getting.
Well, we need that discussion with John, see, though.
Yes.
And the other thing, can I wrap this up kind of quick, like? Bill, before they do anything under that building, you take pictures.
And we have them from that Jan Laren.
Because you want pictures before and after.
Yeah.
That way, if you got a group here, they got asking questions, we have the pictures, and we can show the pictures afterwards.
Yeah.
It's just a good, clean way of doing
it. Yeah, and we've got good pictures from the guy that from Historical Preservation that did the initial look at it.
And, okay, so when it's done, then we need some more.
Yeah, and then on the joist, they're going to sandwich the existing one between pressure treated and bolt them together. So it's not just going in there and putting 3 screws in and saying, yeah, we got it. They're going to put hangers on both ends. They're going to bolt them together every 3 to 4 feet. It's each one is going to be a few hour project.
Is it urgent that this begins within the next 2 weeks or what? What's the time involved?
For them to do insulation underneath in order to get the grant money, they have to do the joist work first.
Okay.
That's why, you know, we're not putting it out to bids. We're doing it because we don't want to screw up their schedule, get somebody that doesn't come in till November, and then they won't insulate enough.
I think her question was, how soon do you think you're going to tackle that part?
Because we haven't decided where the money is coming from.
Well, we have
that's outstanding.
Well, it's coming from the town.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's... from which fund?
You're not. Come on.
from which fund?
I mean, we can that discussion we can have later, but at this point, you can't keep, we can't let these rotten cells keep going, or the rot's going to keep going
right,
up the
right,
building.
Right,
but so can, the work but, needs to be done.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Next week or something, because we haven't made a decision.
Well, they will do it as soon as it's their schedule more than an hour.
So, we've already approved this. They're scheduled to do it. Is that right?
Well, we okayed if their price came down from the 80,000.
We asked for an estimate
for more in the ballpark of what we were figuring on, and you know, and they redid it with doing less floor joists. So this is what they came up with for.
Well, that's on paper there, so that means we have to either approve it.
Yeah, and it's good for a week, so
yeah, so we got to do it.
Yeah,
so we got 1 week then to get.
No,
back.
We don't have a week.
Yeah, we only get a day or two because the time's almost
it's
up.
It's all dated. I already read it.
Yeah,
I
mean, 7/7.
Yeah,
we got
to. I'll do that in a week.
I'll send him a text tonight. Say we okayed it. If we okay it, but we can figure out where the money's coming from at a later date.
We'll make a motion to approve the bid with later determination of where the funds come.
Are you making that motion?
I'll second it.
I'll check it.
All set. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. David, you want to sign it?
Yeah.
Just the FYI, because I saw from there today that they had the windows out, and so they should be able to put in the windows. The guy told me they should. They're putting
in the more in Elaine's office.
I thought they weren't. They're not going to touch the windows.
They're not going to touch the brick.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Just the old.
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Just the newer ones, not the old ones.
Right. Except for that one by the door that in John's office.
Yeah.
It makes it easier when it goes through.
I think.
Thank you.
Yep. There we go.
Okay, so. All set?
Mm-hmm.
You all set? Okay, the next one's North Beach Parking, and we're going to table that. Pass over it. Right? Because you're not ready.
Yeah.
And we need to rescind that action that we took
last week. Yeah. Last meeting.
Yeah.
Mainly, I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks. We were going to start charging for parking in August, but I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks, and it's just not going to work to get that organized. So I think it's better to, plus we've already lost most of our income. July is going to be the money month. And I did an informal walk down the beach survey and talked to 10 or 15 people, asking them what they thought about us charging. Most of them said, yeah, $5 would be great. And I said, well, how about 10? They said, oh, 10's too much. But almost unanimous, everyone agreed 10 was too much, but 5 they agreed they should pay. So, you know.
Is it going to be $5 for Carlo?
And that was just a number I was doing for my informal survey. It wasn't so really.
That would mean you want $7.50, and then it would be.
At least 8. At least 8.
Then we have to figure out what the gift is.
Questions because I missed your meeting. So one is how are you going to collect the money, by cash only, or what? And how is a person going to secure that cash safely by being there? I'll tell you all my questions first, okay? Before answers. So there was a safety issue about the money. I thought there was also a question that was raised to me about what about Canadians if. Are you going to take the Canadian card?
If there are questions like that, wait till this winter, because we've got all winter now. That's getting too much. We thought we were going to start it with.
Questions. I thought you would.
Well, I would. If I wanted to go put a sign up and say $10 tomorrow, I could do it. It's not like I'm going to have to figure out, oh, here's a Canadian. What am I going to do? It's like, give me $10 and at par, and
$10
you can
get 40 cents.
Yeah. But the thing is,
No, it's $14.
These are little picky questions that you should be answering this winter, not waste, not, you know.
That was Carol, that was one of the main reasons. Bill called me on this.
Yeah, they've seen it.
We're not ready. So,
but the boat greeters all wanted to, they said they would work doing it. And, you know, we can get a shirt that says parking person and set it up with a sheriff's where our parking meter person goes and writes tickets and puts it on the windshield if they park in the road. There's easy answers to everything. I don't really see a big problem with it. I'm just trying to make some money.
They thought I went to the meeting. No, I didn't go to the meeting.
But it's, you know, it's this year, I bet it'll cost $25,000 for the town to run that beat. And, you know, we have to. Yeah.
What are the towns that parking standards?
I don't know what Morgan does up on Seymour, but most places don't have public beaches like this. And if we send Barton at Crystal, they're like $3 a person. Yeah. But if people drive away because they're not happy with the price, oh well.
So be it.
Less people using the bathroom. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We're all set. Calling the all around.
Okay.
You all mean maybe north the gate while I'm right here?
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that one. I was just going to adjourn it.
I'm considering where we're talking
about the area. Go ahead.
So Britta and Jason have been locking the gate at night for the most part. They had a couple nights they missed or whatever. She actually came to me today and had mentioned they had a young guy there one night when they were locking the gate. He was pulling out and he said he's a resident of town. She didn't get a name, but she's trying to locate him again, that was willing to also do it. And she said, you know, it'd be nice to have a couple of people that are willing to as backup. And I had mentioned, you know, if she can't do it, if they're out of town or something, let me know and I can lock it. I don't have a key to unlock it, but we can work it out. So she didn't know how to go about that. And I didn't know if it's something we needed to mention as far as, you know, if the young kid comes back, obviously we probably should have his name and contact information.
To the town clerk, and then she'll give it to the select.
Yeah, but I just didn't know what your guys saw, if that was a good idea or have a backup person.
Yeah, he had asked me at the last meeting if he said it, we might be gone a few nights, could you lock it? And I said, oh, let me know.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any more from
him. Yeah.
So, okay.
Yep.
So the other one up here is Long Pond and Route 16 closure.
I don't know exactly. Probably before next week. So someone can just approve the put it in the paper when I finally do with them. I guess if I put something in the next week. So.
They're coming next week. They're coming when?
I don't know. I'm just hoping we'll be able to put the paper by next week. If
that way, they people have a notice.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking
about. Okay. So, yeah.
I don't know exactly. Up to Long Pond, they have a structure that's supposed to show up this week.
Is that the outlet one? So that does affect the people that have camps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To get it in the paper, if it's going to prompt it, it needs to get
it
in the town.
So it's
open by next Monday or something.
Put it in the paper next Monday, so it'll be in Wednesday.
She's going to be in the office or not?
So
Delane was gone all week.
No, Colin Hamilton.
Well,
you need a motion.
Not really. It's just more information that you know.
You know, they let it pass through. They aren't going to let you pass through.
The first one.
Well, actually, we do because it's going to spend the money.
Well, we need a motion.
Yes.
You want to make anybody want to make a motion on that?
Can you repeat the motion out loud, please?
Yeah, that's what I was just doing. I'll make a motion to put it out into the paper for information for the closure for Long Pond and for Route 16.
Notice that those fields will be closed. Okay. Yeah, thank you. You make that motion. I second it.
Yep. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, and then but you put a sign up and say this road will be closed at on a certain date. Just to give them some notice that
right.
You could show up around and say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get it. It's just like anybody wants. It rains a little day.
So we'd have to go in on Thursday, I guess, Mary.
Change
right. It leans back on Thursday. Yeah, that notice will go in the paper on Thursday then.
No. Monday
for next
Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So I like that. To put a sign up, put a notice in the paper saying, "Road will be closed." I don't know when.
Well, no.
I just like that. Yeah.
No, I'm on a date, but I'm just saying, like, it'll be 2 weeks. I know you're probably on the street, but
I think that will create all kinds of fun and confusion. Road will be closed sometime in July. When the guys
Are these only Westmore residents that are being property owners that are going to be affected, like for where it's going to be closed?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Right.
I'm talking about there. I mean, if I wanted to camp up there on Moonhunter, I'm going to know ahead of time before I invite guests up to come visit me. So I'm just saying, can't the clerk just send an email? It's so easy. Just saying, just so you know, during these 2 weeks, the road could be closed. Give them a window.
It's not easy to send everybody Long Pond Road an email. It's not that easy. We don't have an email that's saying, you know, where.
When I get it closer, depending on the day, if not, I actually start telling some people. Like I said, the structure is supposed to show up this week, but it could take a week to put it together. It could take 2 days to put it together. He doesn't really know. It's his first time putting the structure together. So it's a new structure from a different company. So it's going to take a minute to put it together.
I totally agree. And I just think when people are notified, it gets on their shoulders rather than yours. It comes off your shoulders because they've been
notified. I try to notify people. When I know, I tell people. That's why I'm trying to get it now. So that way when I find out, we're not 2 weeks and I've already started. And then we'll
exactly. Have to,
right. Is this a box culvert or?
No, it's like an arch pipe culvert. Like, you know, and then he told me he was going to do this afterwards, but then he said he might not do it afterwards, but he might do it afterwards, but he might not do it afterwards. So I'm just trying to get it wherever it lies in. Like I said, it's hard. I mean, you can ask any construction company, pay with their amounts. I mean, it depends every other day, it changes, their schedules change daily, hourly. It's
had
to pick a date.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So the next one is response from Muttley True Landscaping. And can now fit us in, did not receive new quote. So in other words, that's basically information whether.
Well, this was his original quote, and then we held off because we didn't know how the floor joists work. How they were going to do it. So we didn't want to put mulch and everything in and spend the money, but it is trimming the hedges, weeding, mulching.
We did approve it, but then he couldn't do it.
Yeah. But now says he can fit it in now.
But he's not going to mulch. Mulching time is over. He'll do weeding and cutting, I think. I think maybe we should discuss that with him, or I wouldn't mind myself to see what now is entailed, because he won't do mulching. What's he going to price? Is he going to give us now to continue for the next 2 months or so?
Yeah, I can't.
So he's not going to mulch now?
I know.
He mulches. You don't do that without mulching?
No. No, you do it all.
You do it for looks.
Yeah. I mean, trimming the hedges is a nice thing to do. But
he wanted to mulch before he weeded. But now the time is.
Well, it's not a weed. Before he mulches.
Yeah, you know.
We don't mulch until after we weed.
Right. I don't think he wants it. Let me go over with them again. Okay, what is it?
Yeah.
673-5374.
5374. Okay.
Yeah, just ask him if he's gonna
What would be involved now?
Mr. Hedges, we
can read it. I'd like to see the bill too. Okay, it's that's E.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not going to approve that till Marion talks.
Yeah,
to
him. Yeah. Let's get an estimate from him.
Yeah.
For the remainder of the season.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we're all set. You all set, Isaiah?
Yeah.
Bill, you're all set now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're down to the transfer station, the storage trailer, and the compactor. And that's kind of, it shouldn't be simple. Now, the storage trailer, you want to move it, Dan?
Hoping to at some point.
Huh?
I was hoping to at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in good shape. I'd say that thing's as good a shape as it was when we put it there. Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Where?
Keep this with the other
stuff. I'll order one in.
Huh? Where?
Where do you walk in the door? It's going to be the
corner. Really? I didn't see that. Well, did you see that? Who missed it?
There was a couple spots. But
I'm still unfair.
I think it's in but overall. It's in
the see, game. The thing with it is you can't get one like that. You know why? Because that thing is built. I mean, that's got inner walls. Most of them now, if you go get one, it's just the outside wall. This thing is like a tank inside.
That's what I was hoping to bring down back, but I need to a little nuts for 2 years.
And you do it without warping it?
But don't I move it?
Huh? What's that now?
He said find out when he moves that.
Okay.
That's in addition to the sea container we already went in place?
No, it's the same.
No,
it's different.
No,
so we were trying to get another one, but instead of that, we just did some other stuff to save the time.
This is the, this is doing a
8 volts. Someone says
that we have replaced one that has fire storm.
We're not going to buy the one we were approved to buy.
So I just thought if you guys put it down back, use a lean to, because well, Bill mentioned a lean to a while ago, but if you just put it off the back, it won't cost hardly.
Yeah,
I can get the telephone poles from town rep. You guys got the plywood or the 10 from here. So really, I need some 2x6s. And
I can't hear you.
I like that.
You got
idea.
Too soft of
them. I really do.
Get stuff done without spending
money. So I can get the telephone poles from the Barton Electric. You're already getting the 10 from the top of the roof. All you need is some 2x6s.
Yeah.
And you just come off the back, then just put it down there.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah, then it'll last you better. I mean, the thing's worth salvaging. I mean,
it is.
It's very little. And the other thing is, I need to paint it. It's never been painted.
Someday.
If you can still pull the tires, what else
can you
pull for them? Well, the tires are out in the back.
Yeah.
They're in another canister.
I thought
That's got.
About moving.
Where's my phone?
Yeah, we can still store
what's in
stuff.
The boxes?
What's in them boxes? That's all the trash bags. That's why no one has a key to me and Daddy's suit.
Yeah.
But then them ain't in there no more. Them are gone. So
them are gone. There's a whole bunch of them.
It was.
Where'd they go?
We made a building, like a small lockable building in the building itself. So that way we don't have to mess with that in the winter.
No.
And they're down
there. So now I can have a key.
I give as many keys as you like.
You're not going to key to the trash bag.
Well, I just have to joke because Isaiah and I went down there. We went down there. We couldn't get in. Myers come along. 5-10 minutes later, I got a pocket full of keys. Hey, that looked pretty good. So
Myers did
another one. Oh yeah, Elaine went back to get a key. By the time she came back, we were in there. You still couldn't get in. You still couldn't put in to see the table. What was that, Kathy? Oh gosh, it was. Well, anyways, that's the plan.
It figured it'd be your cheapest plan, and then that storage container should last you decades. I mean, especially
well, it's only been there since 1990.
No, the trash bags are in the building now, so it's going to be tires and whatever you guys want to store in it.
See, we booked that in there when we did the transfer station.
Oh, yeah, it's been there a while.
Yeah, it's been there. 30 years, anyways.
It's been there a while.
Yeah. So the reason why the other one's down here, the compactor, I asked Darcy when it was last service.
Back when Burton was here, so it's been about 4 years.
Okay, so is that something you can fit into either? I don't know.
I just call my. I'll just text Nick. Huh? I'll just text Nick.
Yeah, because basically, what I'm concerned about is, you know, the oils need to be changed because they get moisture in them.
Yeah, they went, like I said, about 3 or 4 years ago. They went through it, probably four.
Yeah. How was the slide? Have you looked down? I didn't go down and look, but the
no,
slide.
I haven't. I think they did a bunch of work to it when they were here last. I don't know exactly what they did, but that was all Burton's. That was Burton's deal, Burton's time.
Okay, so I'm gonna
I didn't get involved.
I just because that's original. That was put there back when that trail was.
Yeah, I think they put a lot of money into it. Like I said, about 4 years ago, we'd have to look back, but
yeah.
I don't know exactly what they did. Like I said, that was Burton's baby, and so. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on that bill or opinion?
Other than the table that you had pictures of in that trail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't want that to come back up yet. And now you're right bringing here, it up here.
Okay. That table is 11 foot, 6 inches long. And it's
4 feet wide at the widest.
It's oval.
Yeah.
It's not oval, but it's, if I get my phone off.
Yeah, more egg shape.
Huh?
More egg shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get the thing one way or another. You know? Yeah. So, the table.
Maybe they want it at the church.
No. Where is this?
In that building or that.
The old table.
The old van.
From town folks. Or no, from the from cottage. Yeah. Are we doing taking bits on it?
Huh?
I thought you should.
Well, that's what we're going to have to do. Is,
I thought you should cut it.
Cut it what?
Make I think you should cut it and make it so that you could put leaves in it if you wanted to, because you could buy slides for tables, and or just cut it the length you want and throw the middle part away.
Oh, perfect.
You said it's too long.
Yeah, give it one.
I don't think anybody wants it.
I know.
Oh, okay.
This is not.
I know. But so,
the bottom,
huh? Well, not only that, but it's an immaculate shape.
I know.
It's nice wood. So,
it's a conference table hall that came out of the lawyer's office.
You might buy it for the wooden roommate. So.
See, these are the pictures of the van.
Oh, yeah.
That's inside the van.
So do we need a motion for an RFP for the table?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to put the conference table out to bid.
There's a
RFP. And we should have some photos or something or somebody needs to go look at it because it is. I picked up one in this though. Now, being Dan's age, he should be able to move that without any help at all.
You hear that?
Oh, no, wait a minute. I want to see.
It's done.
See, this is more pictures of it.
Probably I thought the more putting it in the paper.
Well, you know, from Mark's place.
You know, I don't think you'll get a lot for it, but you'll get something.
So
I think you'll get more than what it's going to cost to put it on the paper.
Excuse me. Bob Kennedy's wife runs the Westmore Common Facebook page. Just put it on there.
Yeah.
Right. Or she could do it.
Good viewership. There's a lot of people on it. So.
Well, yeah.
Some people would like that. I mean,
and it's free.
I tell you, if you put it on for free, I would buy it. I could make a nice set of drawers on it.
Huh?
I could make a nice set of doors out of it.
Everybody wants it.
Beautiful wood.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
But that's really, really expensive wood. I mean, it would cost a fortune to get a bureau made out of that stuff.
Yeah.
Right, we can definitely, put it up front.
Well, here you put it up until
Facebook.
Yeah, you still
market.
You have to put out the bid down for sale.
We have to. You know, I'll give you some history then. We had a bunch of wood that was cut. And somebody wanted it. The town said, okay, you can have it. We just gave it to a person. It wasn't on his land. It was on town property. Okay. A week later, I got a phone call. And I'm telling you right now, that person was not nice. He says, what did you do that for? I would have liked that wood too. And I heard it. So this
to be, you got to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, well, no, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, but I'll direct the call to you.
Yeah, can you do August 28th? Can you guys do August 28th? Not gonna be it's 2 weeks from now.
Wouldn't have a job.
Oh, is that right?
Hope so.
Yeah, it won't sell.
Well, just do it 2 weeks and
let's not on the agenda.
I just
want to say, don't go out there without a
coffee. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
This is on the agenda, but this is a signature. You sign it here for the health officer. But this one hasn't been signed. It's not on the agenda, but this is a state one. The state
makes. Health officer for adults.
Yeah, where we appointed Bruce. You just need your name.
Wait, you?
What?
Okay.
Health officer.
Who is it?
We were on the agenda.
Was that Bruce?
No, no, someone
was. Yeah, it was passed.
There you go. No one was.
So
I know who it is.
What are we doing with the
that's going. He's the one that he went over.
Oh, yeah, because that's the floor, no matter what you do, and it's good to put it in social media.
So should we have and open the bids for next meeting and then make a decision? Make a decision next meeting on the bids?
If we get it, well, we'll put it out for a month.
Put it out for a month?
Yeah. And give it a month. And at two meetings. No, no.
Or more Facebook.
Twice.
Don't worry
about the vote. We'll just do it. You know what is necessary to.
Yeah.
To,
no.
Yeah.
And then open and one more.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to see it, it should be like scheduled on a Wednesday or a Saturday when the transfer station's open.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough time to chase people around.
When they meet you on or.
Yeah.
I just see if we have pictures of it. Somebody in the Westmore Association might have pictures, but in the cottage, which would be a better setting. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'll check and see. I think they took some pictures to show how big it was. I was in the world. So
that's a good idea. I think they do. I think LA or
yeah,
Japan.
I think, yeah.
It was in the little cottage.
Oh no, I don't know where it came.
Oh wait.
It's in the trailer at transfer station.
It's a transfer station.
They say bids accepted at town hall.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All set. Okay, so.
You all done?
I think we're done.
I think you
are. Of course, confirming the information on the 5th, we had it scheduled. By the meeting on the transfer station garbage pickup and stuff, so everyone can be prepared with questions and suggestions. And we want to have a special meeting on it because when we have some out of our these meetings, we get an hour in the trash and get over here. So we're going to talk about it.
And that's at Fellowship Hall, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's at the Fellowship
Hall. Yeah.
Okay. That's a I just wanted to double check that somebody had. Yeah. Thank you.
Hopefully, John has all the numbers because there are a lot of them with all the different ones we deal with.
Somebody's talking?
No, that's not good.
Is that on there or on
the CG?
Fire department.
This is a place that you offer some update to the last waste management district meeting. I
don't know. Okay. I'm writing my talk.
Yes,
no, that's not it's not a
good adventure.
I drove 600.
So we're all set.
Leaking brakes a little bit.
Move on to the
keep replacing the loop.
Yeah, regarding the waste management district meeting last Tuesday, one they successfully determined a candidate for to replace Paul.
Oh.
There were two individuals who were interviewed both local. Yeah, it was selected from Chris Thompson. I know that he's also he was working with the fisheries department in the office. So they're very happy with him. It was very great start, especially when it was started sometime in September. So I think Paul probably in this new candidate who is replaced that will be at the August 5th first management snow camp. Paul also said he'll be there, but he's still going to be back and forth to this individual to vote completely. And as far as recycling is plastic is down. Paul also said always a place that should be price of oil fluctuates to the price of oil. Oil's down, plastics are down. Well, hardware, the other stuff is pretty much remaining the same. That's about it. There's been a lot of discussion about the ongoing and the results of obtaining the search for executive director in this proposal position. And everyone seemed to be really bad at himself doing it. So we'll see if one turns out.
Good. Okay.
Do you think on that meeting on August 5th that any of the reps from the garbage company?
I think John was getting a hold of them. I don't know if they will at all. So
didn't hear you.
John's getting a hold of them. Last time I knew, he sent him an email about it. And I don't know. I haven't heard from about that. I know we're keeping like tallies on how many people are like how many households for each one. So just stopwise to see where we're at. So that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. So,
see one thing that nobody can. Right now, all of our stuff goes up here in poverty. And the life expectancy of poverty is kind of like, I don't know where that's at right now. So, and I don't even know what the state's doing. So, you know, this might be in 2 years or 3 years, but not too far out. This could be going somewhere else, and it's going to hit this town.
You know, it's going to be big dollars as it goes somewhere else.
That's what I mean.
There's no way I thought.
Well, it's
you don't see new landfills popping up.
No, no.
They're going to keep that going.
Well, they're going to keep it going as long. But the thing with it is they're taking in so much still.
Yeah.
That you know, there's only so much they can do. I don't think you're going to see Maxwell being bought out. It'll have to be an awful, awful
big. The price is right. They probably build the New York environment.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
everybody know. Everybody has a price.
Bill. It's something about the money on a home farm that they've had for generations.
Yeah.
And somebody
it would be hard.
But didn't they already buy across the road from Maxwell's?
Huh?
Didn't they already buy across the road from the Maxwells?
That was from what's his name there?
Oh, different guy. I thought it was Maxwells.
Oh, St. Olaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. George. That was from George. George is the guy that does the custom work.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I know George.
quite well. His crew calls him Big Yank.
Big Yank.
Huh?
Oh, what?
Big Yank.
Big Yank.
You got it on his thing, too. Yeah, if you were to work with him, you'd understand why he's called Big Yank.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard of him.
Huh? Okay. So, no, that's something to think about. I mean, that's something that really needs to have when these guys show up, you know. We need to be finding out, well, what's going on there? Yeah. You know, they probably don't know the state.
Or they, yeah.
You know.
Okay. Where I put my hair off.
I know.
The state, where
are we? Yeah. Now they're going to probably go into New Hampshire.
Right. No, we'll go to the bottom. Right?
They got a big one out there. There.
Bye, Bob. Thank you. Thank
you. Okay. Bye, Bob. So we need to go on.
Yeah.
And so that's
what I'm saying. It's
available
because the town was closed.
Yeah.
Almost probably,
but they
what letter is it?
The one from Nick.
Oh.
The one from Nick Allen.
Yeah.
The reason why I noticed this time was missing anything in my TW not sending to the thing. We did ask all our, you know, we handed in the comments and we stepped up to the plate. We never put 100 comments on the website. And do you know what I TW did? They want minimal renewal, they want any input, they want freedom of speech only. And they be able to stay and send me that motion did that. So this is what I'm talking about. You're dealing with a company that is not trustworthy. Look up the guy that owns it. Said that only for 50 years and see what he's done plus and how the money comes to truly come on. But my problem is they're going after one of our residents, sending the people. Really bad.
Oh, that's terrible.
They investigated that.
Oh,
because she wrote letters to the editors, different papers, and we got responses, and he didn't like it. And he starts tying her family in doing this motion, saying, her sister, oh, this, that is, I'm sorry, they have crossed the line.
Well,
I think that's a copy of that letter right there.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Because we are getting legal advice to how we should answer it, because it's not in the document itself. You should not legally submit something like that.
This is the letter. It was afraid to read it.
Handwritten. It is handwritten.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the copy of it. Yeah, I thought so too, but
Oh, you know what? You know, he's trying to verify. This is not a cell phone line. This is a radio tower. And he's trying to say, right, we shouldn't put up radio towers, but if it was a cell phone tower, it's going to serve the purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure about that too.
Much more
fun.
It's
also
versus
local area. Even our
local
area.
Yeah. Was it
being taken
care of? He's title and he's...
I just was
kidding. Flaps of the paid umbrellas this time.
415.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the whole right? That's probably what we owe up to today.
Because it shows from 6-3 through 6-17. That means
just
June.
Yeah, we're halfway through July.
The checks out.
You're almost a month behind.
No.
Is it just being June's now?
There is.
They won't play July's until August.
We signed this.
Right.
It's a problem.
Well, she's going to see.
It's 30 days late.
Yeah. I get what's going on now.
Everybody, I guess, understands.
That's why there's a problem.
This is what this is.
Yeah, so they're almost a month this late.
But there's no check them.
They're actually, they are a month. They're just paying June's month.
Have the regular
right.
They don't pay July's until August. It'll be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's still a month behind.
This is fatal.
But you know,
Where? Then if it's then it's inside the right of way because I'm only then it's in the right of way. Whoever puts the pin should be outside the right of way. That's where the pin's north. Yeah, because I'm only mowing five or 6 feet outside. I didn't even, it would, you would, I'd hear it if it was metal. Yeah. So it must, yeah. Normally, most people put the pins right at the right of way line. So, and like I said, I'm only 5 or 7 feet off. Oh, yeah, it should be 25 feet, so about 14 feet off the side of the road. Which culvert? You come around the corner. The one just after the sheriff's. Right. Oh, the forest on the bottom side? Oh, that's good. On the bottom side. You're saying like this side. The town forest side. Yeah, because I only think I made one pass down to low. I only mowed like 7 feet off the side, so I put it another 3 feet and you'll be good. Yeah.
Hey, David. Don't we own that compactor?
Yeah. It's the most. I've been struggling.
We own a compactor.
So
why does it say
keep breaking down, breaking down, breaking down?
Not a payment, and then compactor lease. Myers.
Well, it was. I think they got it 3 years ago, but it was.
We own that compactor. Not unless we
sold it. Oh, I did, but then when we put it on the tractor, that tractor broke because the it must be old enough where the clutches and the PPO for the PPO to go up back the shop.
Maybe
I got like a half a pass.
I think you have to fix that up.
What's up?
Do you know why we're being charged lease on a compactor we own? You look at the second page. It says compactor lease.
Is it on the compact or is that for the compactor?
Compacted.
Well, it might just be that it might that may be just the container.
Because here it says empty and return compactor, but it would be the container, I would say. It's $325.
That's the hauling. And this is probably the rental.
The rental
two,
for the
two per separate bill.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So you got the container bill and then you got the hauling bill.
Container, but
no, it's, you're getting it. I was getting
it's probably they probably put compactor because it's that's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the that one is compactor.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
That's what I would guess. I mean you can ask John, but that's what I would guess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I do. I just need a picture of it.
So, okay.
Yeah. Let me pass this lovely folder on to David.
Yeah, that, like, it's more, like I said, that's what I would guess is it's the compactor, like it's just the box itself.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because then the hauling's separate. The hauling's $382 a hauling?
$182.
Well, the one you hand me was $182, but the other one was three something.
That it was for the, yeah.
$382.
$425 by time everything's all said and done. This is yours, right?
Money.
Thank you.
Wow. I knew it went up. I said the hauling a year and a half, 2 years ago was like 200.
Yep.
It's doubled.
But all the bolt readers make $20 an hour, and Steve Tanner is at 17 now.
Is there a training rate?
Oh, Steve Tanner is. That, no, that was the father, wasn't it? I'm thinking.
No, Drew.
Wasn't that his father?
Yeah.
That's why he's not with us. Yeah. His name stayed on, but he didn't get paid more.
You want to shut down?
No, yeah, I'm just folding up. It's still recording because I can't stop until you're done.
Was there anybody that joined in?
Yeah, Debbie. Diane, sorry. Yeah. She's still on, and I did ask her, did you have something for a discussion, and she never answered. So.
Oh, I missed that. I'm so sorry. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
I missed that. We're putting in light bulbs and stuff. I'm so sorry. Yes, can I have just a minute?
Yes.
Yep.
David. We were out in my family and I were out in the boat over the weekend on Friday evening, and we were down in the gap, and there were two fires on at campsites on the water on Hoar, on the west side. One slightly north of slightly north of Devil's Rock, the other slightly south. There was a lot of wind. I can send you a picture. The wind from the smoke from one of these fires literally went from one side of the lake to the other. We did come back. We called the state police to report it. And I called today to find out whether or not they got out, because they said they didn't know if they'd be out Friday evening or maybe they could get out Saturday. And we figured that since it was a weekend, people were probably going to be camping there. And what I found out was that the trooper who actually took and managed the call logged it. And that was all he did with the call. I just finished reading an article about the wildflowers that took out the hotel on, I guess it's the wildfire that took out the hotel on the South Rim, North Rim, at the Grand Canyon. And I just think the fact that people are lighting fires over there is absolutely frightening. I am continuing to pursue this with Parks and Recreation, but I wanted to let you know, in case you're not out at the water and haven't seen this, you know, if that forest goes up in flames, we have lost something that we can't replace for generations.
Hey, Diane, where was this located again?
Hello? Is anybody there?
It was on state land, right?
This is on Hoar. It was at the water.
Lake on the state land. So
yeah, I don't know.
They're taking some of our guests. I know we don't, but I do believe we can encourage Forest Parks and Recreation to maybe, if not enforce, to hand out paper in the parking lot saying that fires are strictly prohibited. We'd just come down from the Hoare Road where we'd gone up to the lookout. That's all posted up there.
They do have permitted campsites over there, so I'm thinking they've done it for years. They probably know it's happening. I don't think we could have a forest fire now if you wanted to with as wet as the ground is.
Well, there's always a chance. Bill.
Yeah.
You know, it's much easier to prevent this sort of stuff than to go back later and say, boy, I wish we did. I'm sorry my grandkids are never going to see that place green.
It was on the east side then.
No, alone.
No, this is on the west side.
On the Hoare side.
It's on the west side.
From Devil's Rock across there.
Yeah.
No, it's across from Devil's Rock. But yeah, as I say, I just wanted to let you know.
Over there and start
now, they go from the new beach and they just, there's a hiking trail out through there. People have camped there.
Or they take canoes, Bill. They take canoes and kayaks.
It was a cabin, but I didn't think it'd go across from Devil's Rock. Devil's Rock's down a ways.
It is down a ways. They do go down a ways on the west side.
Diane's saying that they take canoes and kayaks out there.
They had to get there by boat.
Yeah, they're not going to hike there. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm out on the water and see this. You may not. And the likelihood of it happening is small. But if it does, I'd carry it to my grave if I didn't do anything. So, I'm going to continue to talk to people.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what we can do, but it's more forced.
No, I'm not asking you to, Bill, right now. But I am. This is just an FYI. If you're not aware of it, you just need to be aware of it. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Done about Bill.
The minutes.
Payroll.
You didn't see the short order?
No, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay, you did?
I don't,
okay.
And there was some place to sign on the two pages. And
just this.
Okay.
And on the back.
That one, I have no movement. I saw that one.
I don't know why. Just in select orders this month, $100 to the Chronicle. That's why I say,
you can
put anything out for free, let's do it.
Yeah. No, and I wasn't trying to complain about that.
No,
I just wanted to
know.
Make sure I wrote it down right. We had it out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My first load out.
Thank you.
You're more than me.
All right.
I'm going to come back and I just take my first load out.
Okay.
Is somebody going to look into that compactor fee or did you figure that out?
So Dan is thinking that's. I'll ask John, but he's thinking that's the fee for those, the dumpster itself.
The rental of the dumpster, yeah. Not the compact.
Right.
Did I get 2639? What is it? 2638. 2638. 2692, yes.
It's really the owner that's down there. TV here if the CD is built that separately, I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know how I've done those now.
393. Oh, that was the Beamers.
Did you sign that? Oh, on the back of the other thing. That's already signed it, right?
No.
Let me see what it looks like.
Make sure I didn't put it in my. Oh no, maybe I didn't. No, this is just all I get here.
No, this is not. This is payroll. Where'd it go?
Yeah, it was a different payroll setup than what? Yeah, is it right here? Yeah.
Right there.
Okay, so I did sign it.
Yep.
Yeah, got it.
And it goes right here.
It's all different than it was.
Yeah, well, if you could see something,
Probably about Thursday.
Yeah, don't have it. I guess there's Thursday.
So Thursday we issuing everything and making up that thing there. But we all set a little thing. Everybody.
Yep.
Keep it like that. So yeah.
You know, David.
Hmm?
We're gonna have to have all our meetings right here.
Yeah, we could bring that table up.
I can throw that.
Well, I'm just the shorter meetings.
Because there wasn't much on.
Hey, you know, we could actually have a meeting together. We could go upstairs in the office, put that table up there,
yeah,
and have them up there.
I bet it would be hot up there tonight.
Oh,
you better have 14 men in the
stuff
with that table in
there.
Thanks, Ben, if you're done.
I don't think everybody is
going about 250. Oh.
Me?
No, that. Oh, I don't care what you weigh down.
I've done more than that. Yeah, but
just this one's got to be signed.
Yeah, but this one.
The table?
This one.
Yeah,
this is the accounts payable.
75.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. That one.
I'm not an old man, but I picked it up.
Yeah. It's all there.
In my younger day, I could love it.
How high up is that?
Like, up there?
To the ground?
Ooh. 10 feet.
Fear of dawn. You had the loader as well.
I could have got 10 feet.
Because the loader on the back of the Ford saying, what do you mean?
The guys would love it as a table for a break room. I don't know where we'd sit, but
here.
Oh, you should go to hook up to the Wi-Fi in.
Hmm?
You go to hook. Oh, we're not going to get anything here. You know, it's funny. Donnie and I went for a walk last weekend, so Saturday.
Yep.
Sign.
Oh,
that's okay.
Yeah,
let me just
get
that.
I can make that. Give it to David too.
We'll
I get the service here.
Yep.
So we went for a walk Saturday, last Saturday, and he said, "You know, this is the first Saturday in like, I don't know what he said, 14 weekends it hasn't rained, and it started raining. Like it just, it came out of the sky." And I'm like, "Well, there goes your theory." I mean, it just was one of those little tiny sprinkly things, but it's still on cue. Well, okay.
So
just wait a minute.
Just so we're aware too, the E.M. Browns, Dan went in the other day and
today.
And had to have them key it in because we're over 30 days behind on the bill. But it's like the billing, it's got to be the way it's landing.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to keep an eye that hopefully they don't start charging finance charges.
Okay. Wow.
Because like sign tonight was from June 3rd to June 17th. Well, June 17th was a month ago.
So is it because
we're
behind or they're behind? No, it's just, I know it's the process. It's because... Okay, somebody sends a bill and it's due in 30 days.
Right.
And then by the time it goes through the process to get on the select board agenda, it's
30 days.
It's 3 weeks.
But they didn't get it to us. If they're going by like the first in a month, they would have been.
But they probably didn't
get it to us till after the next.
If they mailed the bill, it can take up to 10 days to get up,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
here. Yeah. And if it comes in the day before a select board meeting, that's a, you know, like I see it happen all the time. And
okay.
And they do chase that and they do.
I just wanted them.
Yeah.
They
do chase it.
Done either on our part or. I don't know if they have the electronic payroll there.
Before we forget it, we need to make a motion on. Have you ever signed the minutes?
Yes, they're right here. I'm still waiting on them.
Okay, so
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from the 6:30.
Second.
All in favor?
I got a good idea for that table.
If you put it at the
town clerk's office, it's central. Everybody.
John mentioned to me,
and then if you don't get rid of it,
it's was trying to get everything onto electronic, which I think all the bills.
Yeah. You want Ellie after you?
Yeah, well, particularly we don't know
about I'm just saying, it's better than the
ground. It's reliable.
Exactly.
Ellie doesn't want it, that's for sure.
Well, it'd only be just for people to look at.
Yeah.
It'll be central. Everybody can look at it.
Okay, we're all set.
Speaking of that, your suggestions, you know how much it cost me to get rid of that jacuzzi? $800.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've never been up there. Oh.
Yeah, I told him, no, go to Westbrook. And he, but no, he brought it to Casella's.
I brought it to Casella?
Yeah, $800.
What was at Casella? It?
Yeah.
What would you imagine what it would have cost down here?
Well, no, because I was paying him $120 an hour. So it was $200 just to bring it down there, right? Yeah. And let alone to tear it down, but the cover was just that great.
Yeah.
But you're putting it in for
planter. That's what made me think of it. When you said I got a good idea, because that's sort of like, just make it a planter. Yeah. Yeah. $800.
It's been cheaper to make it planter.
Four times what I paid for it.
Okay, did we second? Someone second it and look? Taking the table.
You want me to make a motion to approve? We've reviewed the bills, signed select bill, select orders, and including the payroll number 14.
Yep. Well,
second.
Make
a motion.
I thought
that's what. Yep. Minutes. Are you collecting that?
Yep.
Are you putting that in the stamp? Minutes.
Well,
I got payroll. Yeah.
I put it at the old town clerk's office so everybody can look at it. It's central for everybody.
Yeah.
Select orders. Thank you.
It could be for a few people interested in it.
Could be like last time. It was either a lot of people or nothing.
Well, there's a lot of people interested in it if they can get it for free, but you can't do that. You know that you can't do that.
I bet Bob, he does carpentry and stuff. He's saying that they'd make nice furniture to make a bureau out of. But, you know, someone knew what they were doing, they could.
That's because it's actual hardwood, not like
the rest
of them. Well, I want to take the other one in the clerk's office out, put that one in the clerk's office, because that one, basically, between the two, if you was to put a monetary value on it, the other one, that one down there, is worth more money.
Yeah. If we could cut like a foot off each end. When,
do you think it's too low?
Let's just add up.
I don't know. I haven't measured it.
Build a, get rid of the lister's office, and we'd have room for
it. It is supposed to be portable. That means
you could make the lister's office smaller. You really could. You know, you could make a couple of feet smaller.
It is, but you can only get 1, 2, 3. Okay. With that one, you could get your 5 members on one side.
Yep. Yep. Well, we have to get to disable the cage. Huh? Get the cage down.
Just try to hold it.
Let the end of the table slide in.
Yeah. That's a good idea, isn't it?
You're still on.
I could use that table then in the lister's office. Yeah. You just slide it in the lister's office, and it would be an extra shelf for me.
Okay. So are we all set? We've made a motion. We voted it. We're all set.
We did the vote, the count. Yeah, you did that. Yep. We did the minutes.
Okay. So I can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And that goes back somewhere. Huh? Yeah, I guess.
This is the longest meeting in 3 years.
All set?
All set.
Okay, shut down.
Almost.
You didn't have any.